Hey, welcome to Southeastern Zone 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I am Redback.
That was Absolute Territory by Ken Ashcore. Welcome to the show. This is where we drop nerd knowledge on you. Geek
wow.
And nerd.
How do you even
I had a geek stroke just now.
Are you okay?
Neek and Gerds. No.
Please, someone get this man some caffeine.
This is a surge stat. We needed ectoplasmic high C cooler right now.
Ectoplasmic high C cooler.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I forgot about those. Are they bringing them back?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Well,
they're making the new Ghostbusters movie. Yeah. It doesn't matter if the Ghostbuster movie is good or bad. We get Ecto Cooler. Yes!
Yes!
Yes! Yes! Making drinks great again.
Oh, God, no.
Thanks, Ghostbusters 2. This is the show where we drop knowledge on you all the time. Wednesday night from 9 to 10 p.m. We have all this knowledge. We compress it. We put it into a show, and then we cut that show and compress it even more, take some stuff
out.
It's
a very violent process.
We put it on the website. It's our website. We manage it. Bear, what is the website?
You can go over to exppoints.com, double tap the P.
We can also go to exppoints.com/social to check out Facebook, Twitter, all of our social media offerings. We even offer Legacy Google Plus for those people.
I like how it's not Legacy Google
Well,
Plus.
I mean, it's soon
how
to
is
be.
How is that still around? I thought Google said they were killing it
We
years
also
ago.
Have Steam community, so if you want to join Steam community and see all the cool server stuff we got going on, you can either go to exppoints.com/social or you can go to exppoints.com/servers and see all of the server offerings.
Ooh,
chances are, though, anytime you're playing a game and you see open bracket EP, close bracket, that'll probably be us. I don't think anyone else really
Fine,
does
I'll
that.
I'll update my gamer tag.
Yeah, you got to be part of the clan. You got to be part of EP clan. We are going to cut to two songs, come back, tell you what we did last week. This is The Link by YT Cracker, an OG original gamer by MC Lars, Jonathan Colton, MC Frontalot. We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is still Experience Points. I'm still MG.
I'm still Red Bear.
That was OG Original Gamer by MC Frontalot, MC Lars, and Jonathan Colton. Before that, The Link by YT Cracker. Keeping it all together for all our nerds, 20s, 30s, 40s. Doesn't matter how old you are. If you're a geek, if you're a nerd, keep
we're
rocking
here for
it.
You.
Keep rocking it.
Do
this
it.
Is the segment where we talk about what we did last week. And you know what? We're coming off of our E3 high, right? Like that's where we are in video game community right now.
I think we're going to wait till next week, though.
Yeah, we're not going to discuss much about E3 our big takeaways and like what we liked, what we didn't like, what we saw that we thought was really cool. We may muse on some of the things that's come out since then or that came out during the week that we didn't talk about because E3 was so big and there was just so much going on at E3.
So big.
So, but anyway, this is where we talk about what we did last week.
That
so
is correct.
Ignoring all the E3 stuff. Bear, what Fine. Did you do last week? What have you been up to? I know you... So hold up. Flashback.
Okay.
Flashback. You got a new laptop.
I did. We introduced that on the show and I'm still going to... Working on the report, a little write-up for it.
So you got the laptop.
So I got the laptop.
So you put some games on it.
So I put games
on
it.
So you started playing some games, and you found some stuff out, didn't you?
I did. So I started playing some games, and generally I was pretty happy with the performance. Like, it would run games, not, like, max settings or anything.
Well, this thing's a 4K screen.
4K resolution screen.
Boss.
Obviously not running games at 4K.
But this is a desktop replacement. Typically, you don't see a laptop that is... You see a laptop that's built for gaming, but it's not very good at other things.
Right.
Or that it's built for business work, like office documents, and it's not very good at gaming. This is sort of...
This is an extremely high-end PC. So, Star Citizen, one of my favorite games that's not real yet.
It's definitely not a game yet. It's certainly just a demo.
They've gotten way further. Yep. You need to pick it up again. But it wouldn't run at all on this machine. And now they have optimization issues, and they're trying to kind of deform the CryEngine.
It's a CryEngine.
Yeah, it's a CryEngine. But like, still, I figure I should get more than like 5 frames a second. Like, something playable out of this massive, like, top-of-the-line machine.
I have to have at least 10.
At least 10
frames a second.
Yeah, for smooth gameplay.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah. Anything over that's ridiculous.
I blink two-thirds of the time.
My reaction time's not faster than that.
No.
That's terrible. But anyway, found out the problem.
What was it?
It wasn't the optimization. It was Windows UI scaling.
So it wasn't even game related at all. It was OS related.
Right.
Okay.
So since I have a 4K monitor and the monitor is only 17 inches, right. So by default everything's really really
That's
tiny.
That's a super dense display.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, kind of like you.
Do you know what the pixels per inch PPI is?
I do not. But I mean, I'm sure someone can do math on 17 inches. And, yeah. Okay.
Let me. I'm gonna.
Or you can just Google the P70 4K pixel density.
I'm gonna do that. You keep
okay.
talking.
So anyway, by default, I think the scaling was at like 200%. So you know, you could actually use the computer and the OS and everything.
Right.
But for some reason that I've yet to find out, that is extremely resource intensive, and terrible things happen. So I apparently have to turn that off. To play video games, and now all my games work great.
Well,
so I actually started piecing out, like, seeing how cheaply I can make a decent desktop because, like, I still wanted to play Star Citizen in the next couple months at least.
Right.
And if this wasn't going to do it, I needed something. But that's on hold.
Wow.
All because of UI scaling.
That's about 260 pixels per inch, by the way.
There you go.
So, super dense pixels, baby. Wow. That's
yeah, I mean, it looks beautiful. It's an IPS display with a self-calibrating color calibrator.
Self-calibrating color calibrator. Thank you.
You heard it first right here.
It's got really science doohickey wowies to do all the wowie stuff.
Yes, exactly. So that I've been very frustrated.
It feels like you have the... What about your gaming experiences?
Oh, well, you remember I was on Undertale doing the genocide run. Did I mention that last week?
Yeah, you did.
I don't know. We'll say I did.
I think you said Undying was the one that was giving you a problem.
Yeah, so Undying is still giving me that problem.
Oh, wow. So you're over there for over a week now.
Yeah.
I think you were 3 days trying to beat...
Last weekend I tried to beat her. And then, you know, I haven't obviously been playing Undertale 24/7, but it's been the back of my mind whole time.
You got to go to the bathroom sometimes. Yeah, it's a laptop?
I can carry it to the bathroom.
You can game in the bathroom?
Wow. This actually just opened up a lot of opportunities
right.
for me.
You can do anything in the bathroom now.
I can work in the bathroom.
You can work in the bathroom.
Oh, God. Don't tell my boss that.
You need
then
really...
you'll never actually get a break.
How's your wireless in your... by the toilet?
Actually, the wireless over here in the bathroom sucks.
Oh, well,
don't ask me how I know that. but yeah, no, so I'm still sucking on dying. Maybe, though, now I find out about UI scaling. Undertale.
You can kind of pull it back a little bit. I know NVIDIA and ATI both have their own, like, separate, like, on-card ways of doing that. So.
Yeah, so I'll have to look at it and see. But that's annoying because to play games, I have to lower my scaling, and then you can't actually read the OS.
It's called compromise, and I am a PC gamer. I shouldn't have to.
Exactly.
Not the console, please.
Please. So, yeah, that was an experience. So between frustration with Windows and frustration with Undertale, I'm frustrated.
Well, maybe you can put
I am determined.
Okay, there you go. I'm dedicated to the cause.
Yes.
But I'm also frustrated.
Determination.
I'm frustrated by the journey. Well, I hope that works out
for
you.
Sans did say you're going to have a bad time, and he wasn't lying.
Well.
That was actually the one thing with Undertale and the genocide run.
Right.
So up until Undying, it's been stupid easy.
And then,
that
paper
mache.
You down.
Yeah, and then like it just jumped like 20 stories in difficulty curve. And yeah, that's measuring difficulty curves in stories right now.
You know, I'm not going to tell you you're wrong. I mean, that's how that works.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Hopefully you can get a game on there that you can really play and that you can enjoy.
I do have Fallout 4 on there, so I think I should run through that because I never actually beat the campaign.
Yeah, no, the campaign's really good.
Yeah.
I thought it was good. So and they released Contraptions fairly recently, and they're releasing two other DLC fairly soon, I guess within the next month and a half, 2 months.
So I need to catch up to, like,
I'm really excited to Nuka World. Nuka World is going to be
That would actually look really cool, yeah.
Anything else? Do you take care of anything else?
No, I mean, I think that's pretty much my life right now is frustration at Undertale and frustration at Windows.
I haven't been doing too much. I have been playing one game specifically. I'll get to that in a little bit. But I'm getting new tech. So I'm getting a audio video receiver replacement.
Fancy.
I have a Pioneer VSX. I think it's like an 820K or a 720K.
Yeah.
It hasn't been bad, but I think there's this protocol, HTCP. You've run into HTCP. They update this protocol every so often.
I hate this protocol.
They update the protocol every so often, and the version of the audio video receiver that I have, the V820K or whatever, mm-hmm. I can't update it. Like, it doesn't have any network access to update it. So the HTCP that's on there is like 1.2, okay. 1.1. It's old, or maybe it's not even there. And I feel that there's something glitchy with it where I have to turn it on and off a bunch of times before the screen stops flickering. But eventually it will stop. It'll show like half the screen will like go to static and then come back. I could change the inputs or I can turn it on and off again, and eventually it'll work. I can bypass it completely and plug like PS4 or Roku straight in there, and it works fine, no problem. Yeah. So it's not the projector, and it's not the device, and it's not the cable. So I've done all the hardware swaps that I could try.
So you're going to try to swap out the receiver.
It's just the receiver. So I ended up getting the, I think it's $579 from Yamaha.
Sweet.
And it's not actually the 579. I'm going to do a review on it because there's some dumb stuff that Yamaha does with their model naming conventions where there's three completely separate models that are all the exact same model. They all have the exact same features. They all look exactly the same. They all have the exact same parts. They just have different model numbers. And that some are priced more expensive than others. Others are priced, you know, cheaper and for no reason. Like there's nothing different about them.
Huh.
So I got one. It was on a refurb from Amazon. I ended up saving a little bit of money on it, and I have to go pick it up today, but I'm going to write a review on that, so I got new tech.
Sweet.
I also have been playing Black Mesa. I started a brand new
game of Black Mesa.
That's the Half-Life 1 re-envision from 2015. It was a mod back in, I think, 2012. Something 2009, like 2012.
Forever. I thought it was dead, and then it suddenly came out.
Well, it was dead, and then they decided, hey, you know what? We had permission from Valve. Crowbar Collective had permission from Valve to go ahead and redo it and make a full game, and they weren't going to give me any static about it, so it's really, really good. Though I am waiting on them to finish it because it's still early access, and they stopped making levels at Zen. So you can't get to Zen yet. Zen was always the hard thing because they were just going to skip Zen.
Yeah,
and that would be terrible, I think, because it's such a big part of the game. But they said the Source engine wasn't made to do organic environments. Like, it just wasn't made to do that. They're making their own – they're doing their own game from scratch, though, so they can go ahead and do a lot of this other new stuff. So they've been working on Zen. It isn't out yet. They said they don't want to tell anybody when it's out because they're working really hard on it. But now they've got money. They've got 20 –
good motivator and way to get things done.
Yeah, they've got $20 per person. You know, that's playing back Black Mesa now. But anyway, the whole point of playing Black Mesa, other than it being an awesome game, is we're starting a new series on experience points called Drinking Game.
Right, and I'm actually really excited about this. You better invite me over.
It's Drink and then the letter N and then Game. So Drinking Game, not Drinking Game, Drinking Game. So you drink a drink and you play a game. And it's not silent. Typically, I've done silent plays in the past because I don't want to detract from the experience. I feel like, you know, there's
the experience.
Well, that's more or less what drinking game's all about. Yeah. You know, we especially with games where we know a lot of the information about the game, like Black Mesa, Half-Life, or whatever.
You still know my pitch for what game needs to get played.
Oh, is that which one?
Duck Game.
Oh yeah, Duck Game. We did see that. You know what we might do? We might do drinking game with Half-Life Decay.
Because
Half-Life Decay, nobody really knows about it. It's two player.
Yeah.
And I have the PS2 version of it, so we can totally do it.
That takes me back.
So we can do that.
Make
at some
it so
point.
Number one.
All right, I'll work on it. And we have the hardware to do it, so we can totally do it.
We have all the abilities.
We have all the abilities.
None of the motivation.
We have the drive and the ambition. But no, I'm about four. I'm recording a lot, and then we're going to go ahead and release it sort of one a week or however. Right. It depends on how quickly we can turn them out because we'll have off weeks or where we won't do anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I think we have like four parts right now. There's also some EP education stuff coming down the pipe. I did a lot of building the platform, but not like exposing what I've been building. So we're gonna work on it a little bit. We're gonna refine it. We're gonna test it out.
Speaking of the platform, bear with me. I'm going to be starting up, I guess, next month.
Oh, okay.
I don't have a release date yet, but I can tell you. Pitch what's going to happen.
You can put whatever release date you want. We can push it back. No Man's Sky did it, and he only got mild death threats. You know, not joking about the death threats, but
no. Actually, what I'm going to be doing is building a 2D RPG game. I think I'm going to actually use the Unreal Engine.
Nice.
And I have no time limit on this. It's just me. I haven't done very much software development in a long time. I'm just doing this to have fun with it.
I would even suggest Unity. Unity's got a fantastic 2D
engine. I know a lot of people
use
Unity. Yeah.
Well, Unity has changed. I recently read a review and watched a video today.
I remember it being terrible whenever I used it.
It ain't no mo.
Okay.
We're going to cut two songs. We are going to come back. We are going to continue talking about stuff. This is Euphemia with Area 11, or by Area 11, and then Mutant 64 by Saber Pulse. We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to Experience Points exclusively on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. Still experience points. I'm still MG.
And I am still Red Bear.
That was Mutant 64 by Saver Pulse. Before that, Euphemia by Area 11. We got a little bit of news. We got more songs, and we're going to come back. We're talking about big news.
I guess big news,
everyone.
What's up?
Like, sort of depressing news, actually. In the near release of Star Trek Beyond, we found out that Anton Yelchin died in some crazy car accident.
Yeah.
So he played Chekhov, originally held by George Takei.
I honestly think he did a really good job of it.
Oh no, he was really, really good. Fantastic. I felt like he was much younger.
Yeah.
You know, and it was a more modern version of Chekhov, but I thought it was really, really good. And
really sad to see that happen.
Yeah, dude was 27 years old. And apparently, what happened was he got out of his vehicle. It was a Jeep. I can't remember what type of Jeep it was. But
what kind, apparently?
Yeah. So the Jeep was, regardless, Jeeps have been recalled. Some Jeeps have been recalled because they have rollaway hazard like associated with them. And yeah, apparently sometimes when you put it in park, like it just keeps rolling.
Interesting.
And that's what happened to this guy. Like he was standing in front of his Jeep after he got out and he didn't hear it rolling forward and it hit him and it pinned him against his house.
Wow.
And he died.
That's not it. And I hadn't read the release except
yeah,
the fact that
pretty,
he had done.
That's pretty crazy. The dude was doing nothing. It was his mailbox. No, I'm sorry, his house.
Wow, really?
But yeah, so the car was in neutral. It wasn't in park. It was in neutral.
Okay.
And the engine was still running, and it ran into him. So,
wow,
which is unfortunate because, one, this guy, super young. Younger than either of us. And,
oh, God, that's true.
And then on top of that, had such a good career ahead of him. He was in Terminator Salvation, Odd Thomas, The Smurfs, a few others.
Yeah.
He was going to be in Rimarori, We Don't Belong Here, and, of course, Star Trek Beyond.
Seriously, is 2016 determined to kill all the celebrities? What's happening?
I don't know, man. It's working on it real hard.
Seems that way.
For a little bit better news.
Yeah, make
though.
Me happier than this. Jeez.
We're both pretty big Stargate fans.
I'd say so.
Yeah.
And, well, give my little anecdote about Stargate. You remember, I was at QuakeCon when I found out about Stargate existing. What was that, 2009?
2009. That's the last QuakeCon we went to.
Yeah, okay, so that was 2009. I found out that it existed because I found SG-1 through Means.
Right.
And so I started watching it, then found out it was based on a movie.
Yeah.
Had no idea.
Right.
Went back, watched the movie. It was awesome. And all the other movies and stuff. And then watched all the content, Atlantis, and then, what was it, Universe.
Did you watch the animated series? There was an animated series.
I did not watch the animated series.
Yeah.
So I'm missing content. But anyway, I consumed all this media, right? And I was ready for the next big thing. Like, I want another epic sci-fi. So I chose Firefly because I just saw people were talking about it. Oh, side note, I didn't watch TV for like years of my life. So that's why I'm kind of behind all the sci-fi stuff. Everyone was like, yeah, Firefly was like forever ago. So anyway, so I started watching Firefly, got through season 1, and then couldn't find season 2. And then experience the problem
that
everyone has with Firefly.
The letdown.
So it was particularly hard for me because I was ready for another, you know, seasons upon seasons upon seasons of content.
Well, I have good. I think I have good news for you. Then
I think you do have good news for me.
So Roland Emmerich and Dean Devlin, they are,
people.
They were talking about Independence Day Resurgence, and they were dropping hints about a new Stargate movie. And
which
so
would be awesome.
We're getting one. Devlin says though that it's probably not going to be a sequel to the original 1994 film. He says, quote, "It's not a story that can take place 20 years later. So the only way to really tell the trilogy is to go back from the beginning and start the story all over again," end quote. Which is really...
So they're resetting the universe.
I would say they're resetting the universe, or, I don't know, like maybe they're going to do something crazy, like go back even farther in time. Like go back to the Egyptian days. But that would seem weird. Like,
that would be
part of Stargate's...
That would be interesting.
Part of Stargate's like big pull for me is that it wasn't a fantasy... wasn't fantasy. It was sci-fi. There was technology. That was a big push to keep. That's any time they were like, well, the congressman saying they were going to close the Stargate program. Stargate Command's going to get all boarded up. General Hammond would get all flustered. And then they'd be like, Daniel Jackson would be like, what about all the technology? And Samantha Carter, she's like, yeah, we got a lot of technology from other planets. And then, Dean Anderson is like, yeah, what they said. And then Teal'c is like, it appears indeed they are correct, you know? And they would all do their little bit. And then George Hammond's like, I'll tell the congressman. And he goes and tells it, and the congressman's like, we got funding for another 5 years, boys. 3 or 4 more seasons of this stuff. You know, that was every, at least one episode a season, but for 11 seasons. You know, even when Claudia Black and Ben Browder came on, it was still... You know, still awesome. And very few times you're going to find a series that is going to keep going like
Stargate
that.
Stargate is one of those series that I felt interesting because it went on for so long. But, like, I never got tired of it. And you don't even – you can just pick it up at any point, you know? I mean, there's overarching stories.
Right.
But you can watch an episode out of context and it doesn't matter. Try doing that with Battlestar Galactica.
Right. No, it's and that's what Stargate Universe was. Stargate Universe was more like Battlestar Galactica than any of the previous. Because Atlantis, despite only being, I think, what, 5 seasons?
Something like that. It was
despite
good,
only
though.
Being 5 seasons, and despite Joe Flanagan being a little difficult to deal with, he played Colonel Shepard. Mm-hmm. Shepard Commander. We were playing some Mass Effect 3 earlier, and Edie, Shepard Commander.
I'm really running out of excuses on why I haven't played that.
Yeah, you are, because it's practically like $6 or $7 now. Anyway, Devlin said, or I think Imbrick said, who said this? Devlin said, quote, it was taken away from us, and it's tough to have your children raised by other parents, even if they do a very good job. For us, it's not putting down what has been done. It's to let us finish telling our story. So he's talking about a cinematic universe versus the television universe.
Right.
And we're saying television, we count the 2 or 3 movies that were developed and put up.
For the television series
in the television universe, which I can't really I don't disagree with him. Like
no, that's fine.
It's really
I mean, Marvel's
nice.
Doing it right now.
Right. Well, no, yeah, and I think the problem is, you know, Marvel doesn't seem to have enough love for their television universe,
and they really should.
Agent Carter was really good. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It's doing very well. I could see a lot of
I was honestly, and I might get hate, but I was so disappointed in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Wait, the recent series, the recent season?
I haven't seen the recent season. I stopped watching after the first.
Oh, okay.
So
I feel like I should go back and binge watch it because waiting week to week on an ABC series that's not Grey's Anatomy seems a little weird for me, but
waiting week to week for a series is weird. I need 2 seasons to be out.
Oh man, House of Cards. I watched House of Cards almost back to back to back for about
three or four
days straight. So I definitely feel that's it. But this is interesting because one, I love Stargate, and even Stargate the movie in comparison to SG-1 wasn't that great in my opinion. But I'm comparing it to 11 seasons of SG-1 with 2 or 3 movies. I'm comparing it to characters that I fully know now. Like, I understand.
You care about.
I understand their relationships. I care about what they want and what they don't want. I understand
their
struggles.
You still wonder how Daniel got so buff after he left for a season?
Yeah. I guess please
tell me I'm not the only one that noticed
he
that.
He gets ascended or whatever, and they're just like, Daniel Jackson, here are some muscles. You can.
Apparently. And then the actor was like out, what, a season or two?
He's out. Yeah, he was out a season or two. He was like dead.
Yeah,
apparently he was dead.
Yeah, and then came back.
And then he came.
Actor was super buff.
Yeah, he got super buff, and I'm just like, dude.
It was so hard to take him seriously. I want to be the nerdy guy.
I want to be on that science team.
I know, right?
I want to be the guy that can beat people up.
I want to be that linguist.
Yeah, or Samantha Carter, Amanda Tapping, where she got like, she's super beautiful, like amazingly beautiful actor. Or actress, and then she's also like, oh, do you mean the quantum time space folding or whatever? She like says something like that, and she's like, we need the difference, the gravity engine to be up to date. And then any episode with the Prometheus.
I like it when you try to sound smart.
Any episode with the Prometheus is a winning episode for me. I love Daedalus, Prometheus. I love those interstellar the ships. I love them. So we got more of that with Atlantis.
Yes, we did.
And we got Jewel Strait coming back to sci-fi. Thank you, Jewel Strait, for being whoever you were in that. She was the doctor that replaced Carson Beckett
whenever
that thing happened. Test chamber. Okay, sorry. That was
Half-Life 3 confirmed.
Blurring it together. We're going to talk about some stuff after these 2 songs. This is This City Made Us by the Protomen and Airbrushed by Anna Monoguchi. We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
And this has been Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. Still experience points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
That was This City Made Us by the Protomen. Before that, Airbrushed by Anamanaguchi. We got a little bit of time to talk about our final segment.
And the big news!
We're going to end out our show.
Yeah!
For those that haven't been keeping up, there's a game by some by a team, Comcept.
Who's crowdfunded.
Who's crowdfunded off of Kickstarter almost 3 years ago, I think.
Wow.
And it was called Mighty No. 9, a spiritual successor to Mega Man, the original Mega Man, but some elements of Mega Man X. Yeah, dude, I loved that so much. I kickstarted it. I had early access, or at least I thought I was going to. But
how'd that work out for you?
Well, hold on. Let me get the big build up, and then let's talk about it. So,
fine, build up.
Kickstarted, got $4 million, and after several delays. It's just a big letdown. It was released yesterday, and I played it yesterday and today, and I'm trying to play it. I'm trying to love the hell out of this game.
I mean, I've seen all the reviews.
All the tanks,
I don't personally own it.
All the tanks are empty, you know? It's like all of the ways.
I like how you want to love it, but you can't.
I want to love it. I am telling you right now, like, I didn't go into this thing being unbiased. Like, I went into this thing on nearly full tilt towards loving this game. And then every delay knocked that down a little bit. And then playing the game, there's nothing charming about this game.
Okay, well, what's the problem? Because, again, I don't actually own this game.
The problem with this game, first off, the rollout was terrible. The people on Steam could start playing this game before I think I could have started playing this game, and I backed the thing.
Weird.
I spent like $30 or $40 for it 3 years ago on the Dream, and I get that Kickstarter.
Right, right.
Sometimes there's weird stuff. But for $4 million, hold on, the rollout was terrible. That was the thing. You couldn't access the download page through Humble Bundle. You couldn't get the Steam keys. Wouldn't work. Still, one of my Steam keys don't work. One of the Steam keys for some of the DLC accessed a completely different piece of DLC that I also had access to, but then the key for that DLC that I also have access to doesn't work. I already own it. So they gave me the DLC that I already owned twice and not other piece of DLC that I was supposed to get. Which is fine. I may not even get that far because the game itself, it's...
What's bad?
It just doesn't
Explain
do anything.
It
doesn't do anything that is innovating. It looks completely different. It looks about the same as the E3 concept art. If you took away all the shading, all the nice, all the dark, all the particle effects, it's just average. It just looks super, super 90s average. It doesn't...
So how's the story and the characterization?
The story, it's a straight... Instead of Dr. Light, there's Dr. White. Instead of Mega Man, there's Mighty No. 9. Instead of the, you know, 8 evil robot bosses, there are 8 mighty numbers that go crazy. You know, it's not... There's nothing innovative about it.
You're using very few words here.
Because I'm trying to be as direct as possible. I understand that Keiji Inafune, he was the lead designer for Mega Man.
Right.
That without him, wouldn't have
so
Mega Man.
That's so exciting about all this.
Right. The problem was, this isn't a successor to Mega Man. This is a worse version.
It sounds like a cheap repainting.
It seems like a cheap repainting because it seems like that's exactly what it is. Like, there's nothing about it, in my mind, that sets it apart in any way, shape, or form from literally any other side-scrolling game. You side-scroll, you shoot an enemy, you dash into him, you get some things. That's the game made over. Oh, you get some cool power-ups? Nice. But the game doesn't particularly look that great. The cutscenes, the mouths don't move. It looks like the weird Wii game where they just kind of bob in place while the audio's going. There's nothing good. There's no soul to this game. In Mega Man Legends, there was soul. There was so much soul to these games. There's no soul in Mighty No. 9. And people that I'm sure I'm not the only one that feels this way. It's just a big defeat. That's all I say.
That's unfortunate. Just go back and play some Undertale and
I could play that. It's unfortunate because it didn't feel like it needed to be that way. And I mean, there's so many things
that was put into this.
KJ Inafune,
3 years ago?
He says, you know, Inafune says he wants to take the brunt of the attacks because a lot of it is his fault. But you still took our money. You still delivered a game that's like, it's almost like a bunch of students could do this.
I got you.
You know, it's just there's no soul in the game. It wouldn't be that big of a deal if it wasn't even so much hype. It was that there's legitimate talent. You've got a ton of Mega Man Legacy talent and Mega Man Legends talent. And instead, right. What you did is you spent your time and you spent your effort doing Red Ash that didn't pan out and then Fuse backed it anyway. So it's not even like our Kickstarters mattered. It's you didn't listen to the comments of the players. You didn't, you know, you wanted to have this social atmosphere about it in some community, but that just didn't, it didn't manifest itself in any real way because the game, it is easily a 4 or 5 out of 10. It is incredibly mediocre. That's the game. That's the word I want it to be, mediocre.
And I will say, this should be a lesson to people using crowdfunding and wanting community involvement in their games. Listen to the community.
Yeah,
that's why they're there.
I feel remorse over what the game could have been, and I feel like if he wouldn't have tried to just copy everything that he did for Capcom, it would have been better.
Let down another day.
We are out of time, but we aren't going to leave you with nothing like KJ Inafune and Comset did. We are going to leave you with a song. But before we do that, Bear, we have a website. What is the website?
We do. You can go to exppoints.com if you double tap the P.
We also have social media page at exppoints.com/social. Check it out. We have news, reviews, opinions, podcasts, all that stuff. I'll let you discover and decide if you like it, though.
It's like your opinion, though.
We will be back next Wednesday from 9 to 10 p.m. Please check us out then. Please check out the website. Check out all the stuff. And look
just
for all the new...
Look for
Bear With Me. That's coming out soon.
Look
for Drinking Game. We're going to be doing some more of that in the future and EP Education, all that cool stuff. We're going to leave you with History Repeating, Parts 1 and Part 2 by the Megas. Actually respects
Let's
Mega Man.
Do it.
I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You listen to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.